I felt we had a lot of the ball and didn't do enough with it and very little with it going forward. We didn't have a shot on target, which does tell its own story of a high percentage rate of possession for the away team. Up and around the halfway line, we moved it side to side, we got into 1v1 situations and then ultimately didn't hurt the Cardiff back four enough. Goals against, first goal was obviously a mistake, and then second one, a set piece for which Cardiff are very, very strong. And with our lack of punch going forward today and a lack of conversion from possession into shots and to shots on target, it then got Cardiff into a position where they could keep their noses ahead and get the 3 points.
It's been an interesting week, hasn't it? Because over the three games, we've seen some very good football from your team, and yet at other times, you've been well short of those standards. It must be quite puzzling.
Yeah, we've got some good players, but I don't think we've necessarily got the mix right yet. We need the right reaction to adversity. Perhaps going a goal behind against a run of play is something that happens. The right attitude, the right spirit there, the right selection of pass at the right time is a very big thing. And addressing those issues to stop what is ultimately today a disappointing loss.
Yes, and without wishing to overreact to that, because things happen like this, are all the pieces there to put this jigsaw together when you're talking about all these different elements?
I certainly think we have some good players, but the mix isn't quite right, because you can see in the results that today was disappointing. And for a high amount of possession, we look very impotent going forward. And it's not necessarily like us. We can do well. We can create, and we didn't work that goalkeeper enough for the amount of ball we had.
Can you just briefly summarise what you were looking for with it? You made quite a few changes today. I mean, clearly the goalkeeper change is one that's obviously quite eye-catching in the circumstances.
Yes, it is. And for Carl to come back in today was a big chance for him. And for Emmy and for Carl, obviously they're fighting for that number one jersey, and that's good competition. And then going forward, we've played Sunday, we've played Wednesday, and we've played on Saturday. And certainly the two wide men, Van der Parra and Ojo, I felt would give us fresh energy coming in. My reasons for leaving Scott Goldbourne out and playing Courtney House left back and putting Ebanks Landell in was that such a big, strong, physical side needed a greater physical presence, particularly at set pieces, which ultimately for the second goal was undone by Ami Obi. They were my reasons. It worked at the back end of last season, where we got an excellent 1-0 win, but ultimately today, with a lot of the ball, we didn't do enough with it.